we're going to have an interview, well, a couple of interviews, in fact, with some people representing the cause which we are raising money for. That's the Cystic Fibrosis Trust. So I'd like to introduce... Oh, my papers are going everywhere. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. I'd like to introduce Martine Granger. Now, you are fundraising manager for Cystic Fibrosis Trust.
Yes, and I cover the West Midlands region.
Excellent stuff. Now, I wondered if, for our listeners, you could provide a little kind of summary of what the disease cystic fibrosis is about. What it kind of is, I suppose.
The Cystic Fibrosis Trust raise money for better care and better treatment for all those affected by cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is one of the most common life-threatening inherited diseases within the UK. Within the West Midlands, there are 611 patients, and in the UK, there are 9,300 patients that we're raising money for to help with better care and better treatment.
Excellent. Oh, we got a little bit of feedback there. Are we all good? Mrs. Station Manager, we're all okay. Okay, it's all going well so far. So, the money that we're going to raise today, that's going to go towards better healthcare and better looking after people who suffer from cystic fibrosis. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We at the CF Trust put research projects into place to fund better treatments, better care for all the 9,300 patients.
So it really is a fantastic cause.
I have a 23-year-old daughter myself that has cystic fibrosis, and since 1964, since the CF Trust was formed, I've seen huge changes with better care and better treatment. And obviously my daughter has been a benefit of that.
So it really is making a difference, this charity. A really
certainly
worthwhile
is,
cause.
Yes.
Well, if you are listening and you want to learn any more information about what Raw is doing on the marathon broadcast for the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, please go to www.radio.warwick.ac.uk. That's www.radio.warwick.ac.uk. There's a banner at the top of our website, and that includes all the information about the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, as well as the Just Giving page, so that you can donate yourself. Now, though, we also have to be interviewed. Thank you very much, Martine, by the way.
You're
that
welcome.
Was very kind of you. Thank you so much for coming along. We now have Rebecca and David. Now, you guys have cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you very much for being here, by the way. It's lovely to have you here. We'd like to ask you a little bit, how does having cystic fibrosis kind of affect your everyday lives?
I mean, from the time you wake up till you go to bed, you're always sort of doing treatment throughout the day. You start off with opening the airways with like an inhaler or a nebulizer, and then you have to do physio, and then you have to take tablets when you eat your food, and so we can't digest food without these tablets.
So it really is... you have to be very careful about what you do and always have it in the back of your mind to be able to make sure that you're doing the right things to control your disease.
Yeah, I mean, what was I going to say?
No? Do you want to fill in, Rebecca?
Yeah, I'll fill in. So if we get chest infections or anything, we have to go into a hospital and have 2-week course of IV antibiotics. And that means taking time off uni and college and school.
No one wants that.
No, exactly.
No, so. Uni's great fun. I agree with you on that fact. Now, I'd like to ask, you obviously have been in contact and you've been involved with the Cystic Fibrosis Trust. What has the Cystic Fibrosis Trust done for you in the past?
I think the main thing is raising awareness of the disease, because it's quite complicated to explain.
Mm.
So basically what the gene for cystic fibrosis is the gene that controls the movement of salt and water around the body, and that basically affects all your organs. So the lungs generally are the worst, so, and then over time you might have to have a lung transplant. Like I said, if we can't digest food, so the pancreas goes, and the digestive system's kind of doesn't work normal. And the trust, they're quite good. They have regular contact with a lot of people.
They really provide support.
We've done a lot of you know, fundraising ourselves. We all, like, as a family, we did Snowdon, and then a couple of months ago at school, we did a fashion show, and Martine came to our fashion show and she spoke and told everyone a bit about what cystic fibrosis is. So we've had direct contact with Martine as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. It's such an amazing charity and such a great cause. And well, I'm proud to be part of this. Actually, I really am. It's an absolutely fantastic cause to be raising money for. So I'll repeat again. The website is www.radio.warwick.ac.uk, and all the information is on there about the marathon 2014. Now, I believe there were some things that you guys would like to talk about, perhaps.
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers to come and help us at the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, and we're also looking for some people that are prepared to do the Botanical Garden Walk on Sunday, the 18th of May.
Oh, what does that involve?
It involves a 9-kilometre walk, 6 laps of the Botanical Gardens, and for people to register, they can go onto the Cystic Fibrosis Trust website and register for that walk. For £10 registration fee, they get a free T-shirt, a free cup of tea or coffee, and get entered into a free raffle as well. It's a wonderful day out, raising awareness and raising funds.
Did you say that was on Sunday?
It is on a Sunday, the 18th of May.
Sunday, the 18th of May. And do you know the Cystic Fibrosis website off the top of your head, or
yes,
just Google it or something?
cysticfibrosis.org.uk.
Well, that's pretty easy to remember. That's cysticfibrosis.org.uk. So if you want to take part in that botanical walk around the botanical gardens, I don't know if a botanical walk is a thing, maybe not. The gardens are, yeah, they're botanical. Anyway, if you'd like to take part in that, then do head to the cysticfibrosis.org.uk website for all the information. So, well, I'd just like to say a very, very big thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're more than welcome, and for braving the weather. It's okay at the moment, quite chilly though.
It's brisk.
Yeah, it certainly is brisk. My hands are already going a bit purple. Can you see that? It's worrying, actually.
You want to get that checked out?
I do, probably, actually. I've got some gloves, but I can't work out all the equipment when I've got gloves on, because I become like, I get fat fingers, so I can't do anything. Anyway, I believe you guys wanted a song to play us out. Was it?
It was a Cough Cough by Everything Everything.
Yeah. We can do that for you. Thank you so much for being on the show, guys, and I hope you have a fantastic week. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
You're welcome. Thanks. Yeah.